Noah, Andromia, we rejoice that you desire to explore and embody and profess our faith within the life of this congregation and those to come. In baptism, Christ welcomed you and blessed you as members of Christ's body. In baptism, you were named as a gift of God. In baptism, you died and have risen to the new life of grace. And in this new creation, Christ now sets you free to discover all that God loves and enjoys and cherishes within you. You have learned from God's word. You have celebrated the Eucharist. You are signs of God's grace to all of us and creation. Therefore, I invite you to confess our faith in Christ by sharing the wisdom of your statements, I believe. Need your phone? Go ahead. Where's our other mic?
Hold the mic close. Go ahead. Confirmands have prepared these statements, I believe, for all of us. Go ahead, Mia.
Well, Pastor Steve already gave me an entrance that I sparkle. But hi, everyone. My name is Mia Stolarczyk. I'm 14. I'm about to be a freshman at Carondelet. And as he already said, I do cheer. So I've been going to church since I've been, like, super little. And I just did confirmation, so here's my little I believe speech. I've been doing confirmation and confirming myself to God. I believe God is the creator of all good. During confirmation, me and my brother Noah have talked a lot about God and the good he has done for us. After confirmation, I've understood God's teachings a lot better. I understand what he did and why. I feel now that I'm done with confirmation, I'm closer to God.
So if you guys don't know me already, I'm Noah Ashley, and I'm in seventh grade, and yes, I'm also being confirmed with Mia and Andrew. So this is my I believe statement. God is an ever-loving being that is there for each and every person. This states that even though you don't think you are loved, you actually have the most love that anyone can ever give you, and that is the love of God. It makes me feel a series of mixed emotions to know that everyone is loved. You know, a lot of people think they aren't loved, and it's our job to show them love like God showed us love. Love is something everyone needs and something everyone can show. And now I have a Bible verse about love. So this is 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. There are many values in life, but I will only, in my life, sorry, there are many values in my life, but I will only say a few. I love to be kind, and I hope I can always be kind enough. I am always ready to be helpful, so if anyone needs me to help out, I'm happy to do so. I also try my best to be polite, and I want to be polite, so if I'm not, please tell me. I will try my best to do all these things, and if I don't, please do tell me so I can be a better person.
My name is Andrew Stolarczyk, and I'm a sophomore at De La Salle High School. I believe in the everlasting God, our Father. I believe in his perpetual love shown to us through the Holy Spirit, and I believe in the relationship that we have all formed with God. To know God is to know love, for you cannot have one without the other. I believe.
Thank you. pray for the confirmands.
That their hearts may be filled with your boundless compassion, that their minds may be enlightened by your wisdom. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. That they may dance with your grace and truth. God, in your mercy, that they may be nourished in the faith and communion of your church. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. That they may live in this world as signs of your unconditional love. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. That they may taste the fullness of your peace and glory. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
O God, hear our prayers and fulfill them through the mercy of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Confirmands, you have prepared for this day. You have worked and prayed and studied, and I ask you now, do you want to strengthen your relationship with God who called you at your baptism? Will you live among and encourage God's people? Will you listen to the word of life and participate in the meal of life? Will you proclaim the good news in speech and example? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you honor creation, strive for justice and peace, and respect the dignity of every human being? If so, I do, and I ask God to guide me. The congregation, please stand. Let us pray. Gracious God, through water and the Spirit, you have made these young people your own. You forgive their sin and breathe into them the energy of the new creation. Liberate them by the Holy Spirit and transform them through the stirrings of grace, by the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, through the Spirit of discernment and insight, by the Spirit of inquiry and courage, and through the Spirit of joyful, wondrous awe in your presence, through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I invite godparents, grandparents who are coming forward for the blessing to do so now. The congregation may be seated. Here's a special blessing from your godmother Tamara, who can't be here today, but sends this word. Congratulations on your special day of confirmation. Jeremiah 1:5 and Psalm 139 are biblical reminders that God knew us and created us and loved us before we were even born. These verses have dear and special meaning, Noah, as you were most prayed for child, and your arrival into this world brought miraculous joy and completed your beautiful and loving family. Your parents, siblings, family, and friends celebrated your birth with praises to God. And to this day, you have shown how special, loved, and adored you are. Always know your journey in this life is surrounded by prayer, love, and God's grace. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Much love, your godmother, Tamara. Can you hold this for me?
Sure.
Come forward, and you can place your hands on shoulders or head. Abba Ima, God of life, source of mercy, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Noah the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, provide healing in suffering, and awaken him to the luminous awareness of you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest wisdom. The second resembles it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22, verse 37 to 39.
And come forward. Abba Ima, source of life, source of the endless mercy of God, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Mia the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, provide healing in suffering, and awaken her to the luminous vastness of the awareness of you. Amen.
For anyone who is in Christ, there is a new creation. The old order is gone, and the new being is here to see. It is all God's work who reconciled us to God through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18 and 19.
Thank you. We'll let Andrew, yeah. Abba Ima, source of all that is, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Andro the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, provide healing in suffering, and awaken him to the luminous awareness of you. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Let your mind be filled with everything that is true, everything that is honorable, everything that is upright and pure, everything that we love and admire, and whatever is good and praiseworthy. And the peace of God, which is beyond our understanding, will guard your heart and mind. Philippians 4, verses 7 and 8.
Confirmands can step up here. Please stay where you are. Yes. Noah, step up. Yep, come on over next to me. Noah, you're fine. In these confirmands, Christ is risen from the dead. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Show them your love with your grateful hearts. We have another special gift. Mariah, would you join me? Why don't you guys come to the center here? That's fine. I want to share a word, Mariah, about these.
Sure. So these are the stoles from the women's group. Okay, and they're personalized for them. And there's a couple of symbols in here.
Go ahead.
And
can you help Jen? You want to sit down?
So this first one is for Mia, and it has her sparkle on it. And it also has a symbol here at the bottom of the three kids here with all of us behind them. So their community, their family, and the congregation. And then inside is a quote from us, and it was inspired by Lois and what she put on her brick. So Lois was in our women's group and passed away recently, but we wanted to make sure she was included. Okay. So it says, from generation to generation in there, from all of us.
Yeah. You can stay, you can stay.
And then for Andro, it has the fire from the bowl of fire that he bravely held with courage.
Remember the fire, my man. Thank you.
And then Noah, this is yours. It has an open staff for you to make your own music.
So our hearts will always keep you in our prayers. We are grateful for who you are and who you shall become. The peace of the Lord be with you. You can stand up and greet all those around you with love and affection on this great day of confirmation.